demanding a fair and democratic budget. They are not asking for handouts. They are not asking for charity. We're asking for our fair share. Our fair share of work.
That's Jose Luis Pavilion, the manager at San Francisco's nonprofit HOMI. Nonprofit leaders and community members demonstrated inside San Francisco's City Hall to demand the Board of Supervisors reject Mayor Lurie's budget proposal. His plan would eliminate up to $200 million of what advocates call essential nonprofit social programs, including food, mental health, housing, language access, and other programs. He says the cuts are necessary to close a $782 million budget deficit. Controversially, Lurie also said the plan addresses public safety. The budget preserves funds for a new San Bruno jail annex initially designed to be temporary. Lurie also seeks to increase funding for the police and sheriff department by $22 million each. Joe Wilson, an organizer with a nonprofit hospitality house, rebuked Lurie, saying the cuts Lurie is proposing are themselves a threat to public safety.
Housing that is truly affordable is public safety.
Right.
People having food to eat, access to health care, that is public safety.
Right.
And so all those investments that we shift away from public safety in communities, how communities define them, further and deepens the oppression that people deal with every day.
Advocates say the spending cuts are the most brutal in years and could completely destroy San Francisco's social safety net. Several nonprofits say they are in danger of closing if the cuts take effect. Project Homeless Connect, which provides street outreach and drop-in services, could lose up to 93% of its funding. Anya Worley-Ziegman, the coordinator for the People's Budget Coalition, says San Francisco has a unique system where social services are contracted out to nonprofit organizations, which make up San Francisco's social safety net. She says the cuts could create huge indirect costs and says Lurie's move is politically motivated, favoring corporate interests and incarceration.
The mayor, for political reasons, is doubling down on more expensive strategies like shelters and mass arrests, instead of investing in the more cost-effective preventative measures of our nonprofits. So when nonprofits are cut, the social safety net is cut. These are not nice-to-have programs. These are absolute must-haves. This is not cost-effective. This is not because of metrics. This is a political choice and a reallocation to fund mass incarceration.
Mayor Lurie controls about $2.3 billion in discretionary funding out of a budget totaling about $16 billion this year, while the Board of Supervisors controls just tens of millions. Advocates say the city could free up more money by urging Airbnb and other corporations to drop lawsuits seeking to reclaim over $400 million in taxes, a proposal thus far ignored by Mayor Lurie. Advocates hope that the Board of Supervisors can put pressure on Lurie to change course. Reporting for Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm David Hummel.